Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. And join us now on the Mattress Ross Hotlines, our pal John Feinstein. Golf season's almost here. Golfdom has you covered in Tysons or at GolfdomGolf.com. Come experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, accessories, and more. Golf them, live the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. This is a day when even my brother might not play.
Yeah, it's kind of
although
he'll
probably
outside.
Hit balls indoors somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, yesterday was Eric's 50th birthday. This year, all of the Junkies turned 50. We were all born in 1970.
It's horrifying.
And he was talking about it was horrifying. Was there a particular birthday for you where you got depressed?
No. You know what? It's interesting you ask that question because we all think about it, right? The zero birthdays. And I didn't get freaked out by any of them. But when my son Danny turned 16, he was taller than me.
Right.
He had just, he's about 6'1". And that freaked me out.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of, you guys are all fathers when you hold a baby in your arms and you can hold them with one hand because they're so small. And now I'm looking at this kid who's taller than me. And it freaked me out. I'm like, oh, my God, the best part of my life is over. Both my kids are teenagers now.
Yes.
And 2 weeks later, Chris woke me up early one morning and said, I'm pregnant.
Mm.
And it's funny, it was like 6 in the morning. She woke me up and said, I got to tell you something, and you can't be cranky. And I said, what is it? And she said, I'm pregnant. And she was holding a pregnancy test.
Right.
And I said, you better do that again. And she said, this is the second one. And I went, oh, wow. And a lot of people, when you're older and you're on a second marriage, don't want another child. I was thrilled right from the get-go. I thought it was great. And Jane, as you guys know, has been the light of my life for 9 years. So
yeah, but does that mean I got to have another
baby? I didn't get freaked out by a zero birthday.
So yeah, but I got to have another kid then.
No, you don't have to.
No, you don't gotta. Yeah. You've got a kid in college, and your kids are all doing well. And if you want another kid, I say go for it. I mean, I was over 50 when Jane was born, and it was terrific. But it's more up to your wife because she's the one who has to do all the work.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. You know why? Because the teenage years are hard, man. I think the early years are fun.
Oh, let me tell you, the 20s aren't that easy either.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
I got two kids in their 20s right now. It ain't that easy.
Yeah.
But, the thing about parenting, and I was lucky when Danny was born, somebody said this to me, and it's true now as it was then. Danny's now 26. Parenting is, as you guys know, because you've been through it, and you can't know it until you go through it. It's not something you can study or have other people tell you about.
Yep.
It is 100 times harder than you could possibly imagine before
your
first child is born.
I'd say a million.
Well, I say 100,
yeah.
And it is also 1,000 times more fun. And you've got to remember the 1,000 when you're dealing with 100. And that's, kids bring us our greatest moments and our most difficult moments.
I'd say it's 6 in one, half dozen in the other, John. I mean,
you're saying it's
well,
even.
It's
everybody's
great.
Kids are different.
Been,
let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're all still young men. Trust me on that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. I don't know. I guess the big news yesterday was the NBA trade deadline. I'm guessing that didn't move you at all.
Not really. Yeah. Not really. I'm not an NBA guy. I have some guys in the NBA, who are still friends of mine. The Warriors are terrible this year. So there's nothing really to pull for there with Steve Kerr. Yeah, it's just I can't get into the NBA. I watch the playoffs.
Have you always been that way?
What?
Have you always been that way?
No, no. When I was a kid, I was a fanatic Knicks fan. And went to games at the Garden all the time. I had the autograph of anybody who ever wore a Knicks uniform. I'll tell you when it changed. Because, you know, I certainly followed Magic and Jordan and Bird in the 80s. I wasn't covering the NBA, but I followed the league as a fan. And David Stern did a great job rebuilding the league during that period. I'll tell you when I really stopped being a fan was when Pat Riley coached the Knicks. I hated the way the Knicks were my team. And I hated the way they played, and I didn't like Pat Riley. I've told you guys that before. I think he's three of the most arrogant people in the history of sports. Great coach, but he's not as great as he thinks he is because nobody's that great. And I went away from following the league during that period. I came back a little bit with the Celtics when I became friends with Red, and I was really happy when they won that title. But it was a year after he died. He didn't get to see it. It was actually 2 years after he died. The year he died, they were 15-67, and we all said if he had lived that through that season, it would have killed him. But I still kind of pull for the Celtics because I like Brad Stevens a lot and because of the Red connection. I was in Boston on Tuesday, went and sat with the Red statue again, which I always do when I'm up there. But no, I just don't get into it. I really don't.
Well, John, being out on the Knicks right now is probably a good thing. They're 16,
probably a good move, yeah.
16-36.
And they've hired an agent to be their new team president. What a brilliant move. Like because the Mets move of hiring an agent has worked out so well.
Yeah, the Mets did it too.
Yeah, but it's working
out.
If
I'm a team owner, that's who I want to copy, the Mets.
Has he looked at
I mean, really? Are you kidding me?
Is Dolan looking?
And he didn't. Apparently, he didn't even make a move to try to get a Jerry, who's proving this year what a great general manager he is. Maybe his title's team president, but whatever. He controls the personnel up there. And maybe Ujiri wouldn't have made the move, but, you know, Dolan's got more money than God. He could have thrown it at him the way he threw $60 million at Phil Jackson to do nothing. And instead he goes, yeah, I'll hire an agent. Because the notion is the agent has connections with players. Well, it doesn't matter when you're dealing with another agent and you have to negotiate. The player doesn't give a damn that you used to represent Carmelo Anthony. I just don't get it.
Is he looked upon up there as a Dan Snyder type? Is he the Dan Snyder?
Oh, very much. Oh, yeah. That's the analogy used all the time. Yeah. You know, that if you want to list the top 10 terrible owners in sports, Snyder and Dolan are 1 and 1A in whatever order you want to put them in. And the only difference is Snyder made money on his own. I still don't quite understand how that worked, but he did. Whereas Dolan just inherited everything from his father. You know, he's a trust fund kid. But yes, absolutely. And the Wilpons aren't that far behind. You know, and Jeff is running the team now because Dad made him the team president, and we've all seen the results there. They had that one little blip in 2015 when they did make it to the World Series, but other than that, they've been pretty awful this, you know, the last 10, 12 years.
Talking to best-selling author John Feinstein from the Washington Post. I'm going to take this off of sports and go to something that has occurred in the last 2 minutes. Are you aware of Cameo?
Cameo, it rings a bell, but
we know
you
like money. So let's say, yeah, somebody wanted John Feinstein to wish him a happy birthday. What would you charge them to leave a phone message?
Well, first of all, I can't imagine anybody would want me to do that, but. It would depend. If it was for a kid, a kid, I'd do it for free. I mean, it takes a minute, 2 minutes, whatever. Why would, you know, I'd do it for free. If it was for some corporate deal, you know, like if Jim Dolan wanted me to call and wish him a happy birthday, I'd charge him, I don't know, $100,000. I'd charge Snyder $1 million.
That's high.
No, maybe $10 million. But for a kid, I mean, come on.
Because that's
you're not
the,
someone like me isn't going to get that request often. Now, we did a deal a few years ago with the Bruce Edwards event, the charity event that I run to help raise money for ALS research, where for a certain amount of money, I think it was $5,000, David Faraday would record your phone message for you. And we had, I don't know, half a dozen people who did it. And, you know, David's hysterically funny. And all the guys who did it thought it was great.
Yeah, he'd be good. Unlike our producers our producers are doing it for $20 a pop behind the scenes during the show.
Who the hell wants any of them to record a birthday?
I know. How many have you gotten so far?
30 in 2.5 days, 3 days.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, maybe I should look into this.
John, you'd be hot.
I know. I mean, you know, maybe I could get my ex-wife to set it up since she'd get the money anyway.
This is a personal question. You don't have to answer what you want. Do you get along with your ex-wife at all? Because you always throw her in there as a zing.
We have two children together.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to work together on dealing with the two kids. And, yeah, I would describe our relationship as cordial.
So that's good.
Unless I'm late with an alimony payment.
He always gets the dig in, though.
Come on, you got to keep your sense of humor. You know, divorce sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, it really does on any level. There are two kinds of divorce, bad and worse. Mine was only bad.
Right.
But, you know, if you don't laugh about it, you're going to cry about it. And I've done both, believe me.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds reasonably healthy, all things considered, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot. I know we all know divorces that are a lot worse. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Without doubt.
Why? I know you don't have the answer to this, but, you know, occasionally I think about it like, How is Bill Self still coaching at Kansas? How are all these guys that have been associated with this game? How is Sean Miller still there?
Bill Self and Sean Miller have in common? And throw in Will Wade.
I don't know. Nike
or
something?
What do they all have in common?
I don't know.
They all win.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So if you're a coach who wins a lot, and Bill Self's in the Hall of Fame, then it's gonna take somebody coming in literally with an arrest warrant to get you out of there.
So they're there for life unless they start losing.
Right. Well, right. You know, I remember years ago, Jeff Jones said to me, you know, he went through a divorce.
Yeah.
And in 1995, and Virginia went to the Elite Eight that year, and everybody just said, oh, yeah, Jeff went through a divorce. A lot of people go through divorces. 3 years later, when they had two losing seasons out of three, it was like, oh, we can't have a divorce coach in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And Jeff didn't get fired for getting divorced. He got fired for losing.
Right. Right.
And, you know, Bill Self would get fired for losing. Sean Miller, Will Wade, all of them who've been involved in the FBI investigation. Any coach,
Rick Pitino won.
You've not done anything wrong.
Rick Pitino won.
Rick Pitino's an exception because
that was sexual.
He was a multiple offender. I mean, he got a banner taken down. And then came the FBI thing. The banner had nothing to do with the FBI thing. He was also involved in that incident in the restaurant, which, you know, he survived then.
Which is epic.
How many coaches could have survived that?
I don't know. That's one of the greatest stories of all time.
I mean, yeah, especially where he had to testify.
Yeah.
Because there was a blackmail. She was blackmailing him.
Yeah.
And he had to testify. Yeah. And the guy said, the lawyer said, well, now, Mr. Pitino, how long did this incident take? And he said, only about 15 seconds. At which point his nickname in the coaching ranks became Quickie Ricky.
Right. Quickie. So great. But honestly, it was another level. Pitino took multiple.
Yeah.
But still, we grew up.
But if it was just Pitino with, you know, paying recruits, and if that was it, he probably would have lasted. But then there was the sex scandal with the recruits you mentioned.
Right, exactly.
He has another level. But we grew up in an era where, you know, like if there was even a situation of paying a player or something, remember, like, I mean, Bob Wade gave a guy a ride. Rudy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, any sort of impropriety would
different
get
world,
guys
yeah.
fired. These guys are flat out. You know,
well, but go back to Bob Wade for a second.
Yeah.
What was his record?
Right. I understood. Yeah. But still.
If he'd been winning, I don't think he would have been fired.
I don't know.
And good for Maryland that he got fired because look who came next, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. I mean, here's what's evolved since that time. Now schools, they take one or two tacks. Now, because North Carolina survived that whole thing on a technicality, I mean, the athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, said there was no question that, you know, this went on. This happened.
Yeah.
But because there were non-athletes in the non-classes, the NCAA said, well, we don't have jurisdiction over that. It's an academic matter. It's not an athletic matter. That's how Carolina got off. But they took the offensive, and schools are now taking the offensive when they are accused. Kansas has taken the offensive. But for about 20 years, it was like they would go in and say, okay, we'll do all our own investigation. And then they come forward and say, okay, we're guilty. We did it. We recommend you give us, you know, 1 year of probation with no sanctions. And then the NCAA might say, yeah, but we're going to take two scholarships away. And they would get off relatively light. Whereas in the old days, before schools started self-investigating, you know, they would get nailed more heavily, unless, you know, the all-time line that described NCAA justice, I've told you guys this before, was Jerry Tarkanian, when the money fell out of the envelope going to the Kentucky recruit's father. And Jerry said, the NCAA is so mad at Kentucky, it's going to put Cleveland State on probation for another 3 years.
Right. That was Chris Mills, I think.
Yeah, Mills.
That was Chris Mills.
Yeah, it was Chris Mills, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, John,
exactly.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, I hope it stops raining by then.
Yep. All right, thank you, pal.
See you guys.
John Feinstein, we got Chris Miller, and NBC Sports Washington Wizards reporter. He'll join us at 8:40 here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Just a heads up, if you're interested, check out WSA9 tonight, 11 o'clock news. The feature with Annie Yu is going to air in, as part of the 11 o'clock news.
The idea is it's supposed to be a little behind the scenes, so that I had actually had a production crew at my house and drove into work. And we just, you know, they were like peppering me with questions and, you know, tried to answer them, and then they sat in on the show, which you heard, and we cut the promo and that sort of thing, and then we went over to Circa, and we sat down, and we had a nice little mini table manners conversation. They're going to condense all of that into about a 3.5-minute piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just the nature of broadcast television.
I know. I sent Annie probably, you know, 15 pictures, because she said, keep sending pictures, want pictures of your childhood, early radio days, this and that. I mean, who knows what they use?
Yeah.
But we appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's
free
amazing.
Coverage, so
yeah, it's very cool.
Check it out, WSA9, there's 11 o'clock news.
There's a possibility that there will be an expanded version available online with a little more footage.
Ooh, bonus
nice.
Cut.
Bonus cover.
I like
you
it.
Know, everybody's trying to get clicks, Kane.
Sure, of course they are.
By the way, we've known the show for 24 years. The conversation during the break was as gross as we've ever had.
Pretty, yeah, it's like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
the grossness.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty. I mean,
well, I mean, I was going.
It was bathroom related.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Thacker Bickle brought it up.
It was very descriptive, though.
Yeah.
Descriptive. Super descriptive.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Now I've got it. It's kind of burned into my brain.
I don't
now.
Really want to shake his hand anytime soon.
No, probably not.
I wash my hands fastidiously.
And your claim that you only dump here once or twice a month. I'm calling shenanigans. It's a load of malarkey, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't think,
you think
I've,
it's more than that.
I don't think definitely. I have this week.
I'm just saying.
And I'm sitting on one right now. It's a show, but I'm trying to wait till I go home.
Maybe the act doesn't happen a lot, but the talking about the act happens a lot.
Well, I mean, it's part of life.
How often do you
understand?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Homewood Suites. I feel like
infrequently, but okay. It has been utilized.
That is
at
his
times.
Go-to.
That
he
is
likes
my go-to.
That one.
It is a very nice bathroom.
Is it a private bathroom?
No, there's two stalls,
oh, that's
and there's
good,
a
then.
Urinal, but it's very infrequently used.
No traffic.
Yeah.
Like the last time I used it was a few days ago, and the cleaning woman was just chilling in there, like by the sink. And I walked in, she walked out. It was a beautiful thing.
You know who is a repeat offender here, and I didn't know this. I haven't clued on it. It's taken me 5-6 years to figure this out.
Offender of?
He poops here on daily.
Oh, okay.
Danny.
Oh.
Danny is a pre-show pooper.
That's what his schedule.
Did you guys know that?
I guess.
Getting those nerves out.
That's the clock.
Jason lately has been a pre-show pooper. You know what I mean?
Nah, probably once a week.
But you come in here and you go, well, I got a wave.
I know. Sometimes, about once a week.
I mean, I'm sitting on a wave right now. It's cresting. It's ridiculous. But I'm just
I couldn't hold it.
Trying to get through.
Hey, yeah. Drabby just told me in my ear that there was a tornado in Leesburg this morning.
Well, there was a tornado warning in Damascus and all that, in Germantown.
If anybody saw it, and let me know if there's any damage, but if anybody saw it, just call us.
I think there was just winds. I think. When they say tornado warning, does that mean they saw one?
Yes.
There's saw one in the air.
Sighting.
That doesn't mean it touched down.
Well, there's definitely trees down all over the place and fences in people's backyard. And
really?
A watch is different than a warning. Watch means be on the lookout. Warning means
it's been spotted.
And then somebody is tweeting Jummy from ABC that she saw the...
Jummy, yeah.
Isn't it Jummy?
I think it's Jummy, but...
Jummy, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That she saw the funnel... Hitting trees off Route 7 in Leesburg.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
I mean, that's right near my hood, man.
It is.
I would say, in terms of natural disasters around here, that's right up there with my biggest fear, a tornado.
They're awesome.
There's a lot of competition for your biggest fear.
I mean,
of a natural disaster, they're all
awful. I don't want a tornado coming down my street, but when I went to chase those back-to-back years in Oklahoma,
I would never do that.
Awesome.
And you were also terrified.
Yeah, but it was a strange...
It was an adrenaline rush.
It was a strange fear. I was fearful, but I wanted to be there. I wanted to go see it.
It gave you a rush.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
You know what? Twister and the Wizard of Oz, close enough to tornadoes. I don't need to get any closer.
Yeah.
I'm good.
They're terrifying.
They are.
Yeah.
By the way, when we were talking to John about kind of the college basketball scandals, there was a story yesterday. What school was it? The guy
Michigan.
Who got in a car wreck?
Michigan.
So Michigan basketball player, Juwan Howard, is now the head coach.
It was their best player,
got in
way.
A car wreck.
Yeah.
And then he left the scene of the crime, I believe, because he didn't want to be associated with the car wreck. Car was definitely the AD's wife's car.
Well, so that's considered an extra benefit?
Well, you could say you're barring it, but that just seems a little
very shady.
Very shady. The athletic director's wife just decided to give her car to the star player on the basketball team.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Everybody's on the take. Everybody's doing shady stuff.
I mean, college basketball in particular, I know guys in the high school world, and they say it is ridiculous. And it's been well documented on the AAU circuit and all that stuff. The shadiness that goes, the shenanigans that goes on.
The reality is a movie like Blue Chips seems ridiculous, but maybe it's not so ridiculous.
Well, here's the story. It wasn't his wife's car. It was the son's car. The son is the team manager of Michigan.
Okay.
So that makes sense. So don't kill him on that.
Right.
You could borrow the team manager's car.
And I don't know if he left the scene of the crime.
I thought I saw that he was walking away from
the JP Tom Glancy it again.
I'm just reading right here that he was cited for driving too fast for Oak, and he hit a pole. And but he lied to the cops about his identity. I think that's
okay. Maybe that's what it was. I knew he lied about something.
All right, so he did Glancy.
But they did a test. They didn't smell any alcohol. And he said it was too icy. But I don't think he left.
So he tried to say that JP Flame instead of whatever his name is
originally. Yeah,
yeah.
And then they checked the registration. They're like, well, it's in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he had a one-game suspension.
All I'm saying, that could still be
the worst team
in
the conference. By the way,
the team manager,
but it's not as nefarious sounding.
It's connected to the AD. It's the AD's car.
Yeah.
Wife's car.
Well, yeah, they obviously pay for it, but.
It's true, but I could see teammates sharing cars. He's a team manager is essentially a teammate.
But you could also see that this being a shady end around for your star player to have a car.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's a big deal, honestly.
Hmm.
I mean, if it's his buddy's car and he needs a ride home and he brought his car, what's the big deal?
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. If I don't do it now, we'll never do it. We've got a packed show.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, you don't understand how depressed they get when the segment is supposed to be an EP,
right?
And it takes 5 minutes to get into it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They get look at them.
It's crestfallen.
Look at Valdez.
Weekend ruined.
Yeah.
For one,
like,
Matt
Valdez. It's like if we didn't use a Bruce the Hugger Zing.
So me not using his Tumblr and you not getting to the EP till 8:30.
He's having a terrible day.
Just crushed him.
Terrible day. All right, so we had Kevin McCarthy on earlier, and the 2020 Oscars are coming up, Cakes. Do you care to know what's in the swag bag?
Oh, yes, I do want to hear what the already ridiculously wealthy people are getting for free.
Wow. They're saying this year's free swag bag is worth $225,000. Wow, I guess at full retail. That is unbelievable.
Everybody get that? Like, even the nubbers who are like graphic directors who are nominated?
I would guess this is for the big sales.
Maybe for the presenters. Okay. Maybe for the presenters. I don't know. I would be surprised. If you're nominated, you probably get it.
Like, if you did a short and you got nominated.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to have a cutoff at some point.
If you did a Martin.
So, let me see.
Last year, a guest of someone and you just got a ticket.
You might.
Can you get hooked?
I don't know. You might.
I'd be selling that stuff so quick.
You get hydrogen-infused water. You get...
Sell.
I don't even know how to say it. Some sort of bath bombs.
Sell.
Well, those are worth $10.
Well, they say $75 for this. $150 gold-plated cannabis vape pens. Great.
Sell.
Brainwave sensing meditation headband.
Don't buy.
$25,000 worth of cosmetic and rejuvenation procedures. So these guys will love that, right? Lip fillers and chemical peels. Vouchers for a 12-day cruise on a yacht with butler service.
Sell.
Two helicopters. And a spa, all included in that, valued at $78,000.
Hold on, what?
So it's a 12-day cruise on a yacht that has butler service, two copters, and a spa.
Don't want anything to do with helicopters.
Quran service on the yacht, silly.
Selling that.
A romantic getaway in a Spanish lighthouse.
Sell.
A year's membership to a luxury dating service.
Cakes wants that.
And, let me see, a medical urine collection system that claims to improve the accuracy of testing for infections. These guys probably all need it.
What's that?
Well, these guys that are probably putting their wieners everywhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows? Gayle King is getting a lot of criticism because, you know, this is what the media does. They build you up and then they tear you down. So there was all the positive Kobe news.
Right.
And then she claims it's been taken out of context, but that she was kind of pushing Lisa Leslie, trying to get her to comment on, you know, the darker time in Kobe's life when he had that episode in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And people,
by the way, I think that's fair to bring up.
I guess I kind of side
with Gayle King. I saw the clip. And I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, first of all, she's not the first that's brought it up in the media. I mean,
she's not the first.
Yeah. No, other people are talking.
No one is suggesting it, but. I guess what they're saying is they felt like she was pushing Lisa Leslie to comment on it, maybe in a way, or kind of saying, like, if you saw the clip, did you see the clip at all?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you can interpret it that way, but look, Kobe's the one who had the incident.
Of course.
So, I mean, you're just supposed to not report on it?
That's not. It's not it's, that it was being reported picture. On. Is that she was pushing her to comment?
Yeah, she wanted a reaction.
She didn't really want to necessarily.
Did Leslie comment on it?
Leslie kind of. It's like it? She almost didn't believe it. Oh. Like. That was kind of the way that it kind of came off. Like, she didn't want to talk about it, and also just that she just said Kobe's a good guy.
Right.
Can't imagine him being like that in a club.
Well, I think my take on it is not that anybody cares. My take is that Kobe had a dark period. Something obviously happened there that was not right, and I think he rallied from it, and I think he turned his life around. That's what it seems to me. That would be my impression of the situation.
Yeah, well, he probably
from the outside looking in.
He probably thought it was a consensual. You know,
very possible
scene, and or she didn't, and she came out, and then it was settled. He probably felt horrible about it.
Yeah. Let's go to...
It's not like he had a reputation of doing that.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric in Leesburg. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up?
Just coming down Route 7 from the west, getting like an hour and a half commute. Uh-huh. I think you're right about that tornado. There was a couple of trees that fell over right off of Route 7 shoulder, but all kinds of branches and stuff, and it's like a 8-mile backup to Percival coming in from the west.
Somebody's texting me they're in College Park, or tweeting me, and they're saying it's hailing hard.
Wow.
So is it pummeling my car right now?
Yes. Yes, probably.
Well, no, I'm in the
car.
Like at home. In home. I got a bunch
you
of cars.
You got cars outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe not in Kensington, but
it might be.
Could be.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
It is supposed to get very windy today, and then the temperatures are dropping. So I could see that
hail,
that the precip. Yeah,
let's sleep a little bit on hail damage.
You never.
I know it's
then.
A real
You've
thing.
You've never had it then.
I know it. I know it exists.
Because one 30-second hailstorm,
yeah,
can leave 1,000 marks
Correct.
On your car.
I'm sure it could.
Correct. It's happened to me. Actually, happened to me twice. Gage, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm from Kansas originally. I've been through a lot of tornadoes, but the worst was when we're driving down a highway and you could see it in your rear view mirror.
Wow. So then what do you
do? I looked next to us and there was a news truck following it and the dude's like pointing over and he says, "Get under," and it was the bridge is the strongest thing you can do.
Right.
So he said, "Get under the girders." So we got out of our car and basically hung on to a bridge underneath.
Wow.
And you could feel it going over you. It was something I've never seen. And you can look it up. It was 1991, Wichita, Kansas, and it destroyed this town. People got mail 100 miles away.
Yeah, so.
Ripped off the mailboxes.
What were you holding on to?
Like, if you can see, they have video of this somehow. I don't know. There's a video on the bridge. We're underneath, like, there's these little rails underneath this bridge, or we would have died. There's no question. But the funniest part, this news guy was trying to get film, and he's now at MSNBC. It was Greg Jarrett, if you look it up.
Oh, we know who Greg
Jarrett is. Get under the girders. You could hear it. You could hear it.
He's actually on Fox News was now.
Oh, Fox. Okay. I knew it was one of those, either right or left. But anyway, it was, you could see it. Just picture driving down the highway in your rear view mirror and seeing a huge tornado that destroyed this.
No, it'd be terrifying.
It's an F5 tornado, too. That's legit.
What I need you to do is, if you have video of it, send it to me at EB Junkies. I want to check it out, the video you're referring to.
Right,
if you find it.
EB Junkies. Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
I think Jason may have found it.
Well, there are a billion videos on YouTube of guys driving under bridges and just letting the tornado pass in front of them.
Yeah.
It's riveting. It really is.
All right, coming up next, EB, we'll get back to the EP at 9 o'clock.
All right.
Because you did like two stories.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
9 o'clock, we'll give away the Guns N' Roses tickets. We'll do more entertainment page. But next, Wizards made a couple of deals yesterday. We'll talk to Chris Miller, Wizards reporter for NBC Sports Washington, about the trade deadline and the Wizards right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Give you a chance to win some Guns N' Roses tickets coming up at 9 o'clock. But join us right now to talk a little hoop. Talk about the Wizards. Reporter for NBC Sports Washington. It's the great Chris Miller. Hey, Chris.
Fellas, good morning. How you guys doing?
Chris, what's the best concert you ever attended?
Ooh, good one.
Ooh, that's a good one. I have a Metallica story that's pretty funny, but I have to tell you guys that one offline. This is when I was in school in Indiana, and I think I was the only brother that was actually in Market Square Arena, which was kind it was interesting, but a buddy of mine had an extra ticket, and I was like, why not? I don't know if that was the best one, but that was probably, like, my best concert story. Probably, like, some EPMD, Cypress Hill, somebody else was performing.
Those are a couple good ones.
Those are a couple good ones. I'd say that one.
Yeah. I know that I think in one of the upcoming games, the Wiz are doing their post-game concert series. I think they're breaking out Mace, I think, is going to be at one of them.
That's tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
So, that's why I'm up early. I'm excited. I'm going to start listening to some of that. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but I have a reputation after these Wizards games where they bring in these old hip-hop artists that I normally – stay afterwards and do a little dancing out there at Capitol Arena. So
you have a good time.
Kind of a thing.
By the way, Chris, your son playing at DeMatha.
One DeMatha tonight, big game.
Big one against Gonzaga.
Team in purple.
Against Gonzaga tonight.
I don't say their name. I don't know why you even say their name. You played there.
That school in
downtown D.C.
That's sacrilege.
On Tuesday. They have a big game against St. John's. I'm going to that game.
They play.
You're going to that one.
Yeah, I'm going to that one. I'm out of town tonight.
We got a new schedule coming up. We got TVI coming up again, the rematch with them. And obviously that school in D.C., that's tonight. Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Yeah, how's your son doing?
Doing well. Doing well. It's his senior year. This is a really fun team. I love this team. You know, it's I joke and tell people this is the best basketball I'm seeing all year because my beloved Tar Heels are not doing well and right. my Wizards are developing, so it's good to see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This dog is out there representing, but this is a great team. Obviously, we're all thinking of Morgan. You know, what he did for the program is amazing, but Mike Jones has done a terrific job, especially with this group, man. We've got a lot of balance. We can play any style. You want to play small ball, you want to get into a street fight, we could do that. We got size. This is a special team this year.
Well, getting to the Wizards, what do you make of some of these slow starts for this team? We had Coach Brooks on, and just like that Golden State game, I was looking at the schedule. I was like, oh, you know what? The Wizards might actually get in a little run and find themselves back in the playoff picture. And then they lose to Golden State, and we're just this low energy at the beginning of the game.
Well, I think what's happened with them sometimes is when, like, the other team's best player is not playing, I think they just play down to the level. You know, D'Angelo Russell didn't play in that game. And I just didn't like their disposition from the start. Defensively, they weren't locked in. Offensively, it was just a lot of, you know, as soon as you come down, jack a shot, miss, and then not getting back on defense. But, you know, they haven't had a lot of those this year, but they've had a few of them where you're like, they just didn't come and compete at the level in which, you know, even this is a team that's developing, they're trying to get their young players better. But there have been a couple of those games this year where they just didn't post up.
Joined by Chris Miller, Washington Wizards reporter. All right, so let's get into these deals. IT's moved. He contributed for the team, but he really didn't look like the IT from a couple years ago, not even close, particularly the way he moved. He could still knock down shots.
I feel for him because yesterday he was in the league, and today he's not.
You know what was really tough? Yesterday we did an NBA stream on our My Team's app. No, shameless plug. And we broke the deal down. And then literally moments after we talked about him getting traded to the Clippers, it was announced that they immediately were going to waive him. And, you know, Tom Havistro and Jared Jeffries and I were just talking about it. It's just like, man, in 2017, this guy was a Wizards killer. And, like, now look at him because of the hip and, you know, but he was really thankful to the Wizards organization for giving him an opportunity to prove that he could still play in this league. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to get picked up by another team, you know, this year and moving forward. It's just really tough. And you think about all the money that was he could have made if it wasn't for that hip injury. You just feel for the guy. Guy's gone through a lot, obviously, with his sister passing, Nipsey Hussle, one of his close friends, passed away, dealing with his injury. It just seems like it was one thing after another, but good dude, though, man. You know, he was very accommodating with his time while he was here, but
do you think,
obviously the Wizards had to move on.
Do you think he understands how tenuous his position in the league at this point is right now?
I do, because I think that's why he was so appreciative of Tommy Shepard and the Wizards giving him an opportunity to prove that he could still play. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that, you know, the league is kind of telling him right now there might not be any more opportunities at the NBA level.
Man, that's just brutal. It probably cost him $100 million. I'd say
no
that
question.
Injury.
Yeah. I was saying 90 yesterday, but yeah, it could totally have been $100 million.
What's the Wizards situation going into the offseason in terms of their cap and the payroll? I mean, obviously John's making a ton of money. Bradley's making a ton of money. Who knows if they keep Bertans? I mean, are they in a position where they can target one or two bigger name guys and pay them, or are they still strapped?
Well, listen, John's going to make, I think, 41 next year. Brad's making 28.7.
Right.
Mahimi's money comes off the books, but if they want to keep Bertans, I think that money's just going to slide right over to him. I don't think that they're going to be in the market for getting big name free agents. And there's not really a lot of big name free agents in this market. I would say 2021, if you're trying to target that, that would be LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi, Paul George, Anthony Davis. That's the summer of free agency, like it was a couple of years ago when KD and LeBron were free agents. But I don't think that they're going to be in the hunt for big name guys. I think when you are financially committed to John and Brad the way that they are, kind of like yesterday's trade deadline, you've got to kind of get moves around the edges. And that's the reason why I think guys like Hachimura, Thomas Bryant, Mo Wagner need to develop and develop fast. So next year when John does come back, this team can still vie for a playoff spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just we've been talking about it for the last few weeks. It's frustrating watching them beat really good teams, and it's the product of the NBA. I get it. Some teams just don't want to play on certain nights, but when the Wizards give up $1.50 to the Hawks, or they give, you know, they lose to the Warriors. The Warriors got beat by 40 the next game after they beat the Wizards.
Right. You know, giving up the 150 thing is just disturbing. The 140s and right. stuff like that. That's just you're just not locked in. I mean, it's not like they're not working on defense. I see it every day. It's an effort that's being put out there by the coaching staff, but you just can't give up numbers like that. I mean, that clearly just says that you're just not wanting to lock in defensively. And we knew this all year long, that the struggles would be on the defensive end, but the fact that they can score so much, I think, is what's been so intriguing about this team. Yes. Especially with the fans that I talk to, they're really excited about their ability to score, but you got to defend at some point.
So is the idea that they want to bring back Bertans, obviously, try to get that to work, and then that's their new big three?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, John really hasn't had a guy like Bertans in his 9 years here, where you literally have a stretch four that can shoot as soon as he crossed half court. And the ability of having Bertans on one corner, Brad on the other, and John just, you know, driving downhill, that's going to be very difficult for teams in the league to try to figure out how do you guard that. Because mm-hmm. Brad is not just a shooter anymore. I think you guys can see that he's much more than that. So now you've got two guys that can facilitate your offense, and you've got this guy that can just, you know, wreak havoc on your defense shooting from 30, 40 feet.
Mm-hmm. Have you been, I know everyone is sort of like over the top enthused with what they've seen with John so far, and I have to agree with that. But I'm still question whether or not he's going to have that elite quickness.
Listen, man, an Achilles injury, I think, is the most devastating injury you can have.
Agreed.
It used to be like ACLs. It used to be like back and all that. But when you tear your Achilles, man, especially when you have the type of speed, world-class speed I think John had with the basketball, I can understand why people are like, wait and see, right?
Yeah.
I'm at a wait and see mode too, but I also know the guy, and I know that he's motivated by the least little thing and the fact that the narrative out here now is who's ever come back from an Achilles is motivation. He's got the worst contract in NBA history is the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's more personal motivation, obviously, with the passing of his mom, the birth of his son. There's just a lot of motivation for him, and if he can find the positives in all this and come back, it'd be a great story, right? But I can totally understand people being like, torn Achilles, can this guy even be 80% of what he was before? But knowing the man and knowing his desire to be great, I wouldn't bet against him.
Chris, you've been back to his house to visit his dogs?
No, I don't mess with them dogs, man. Especially that you know, Dark Knight, which was that horse-looking dog. No, I don't. No, I'm good.
You're not a dog. You're like me. You're not a dog guy.
He did a piece at John's house.
Yeah,
and did a tour of his house and his closet.
Am I not lying that dog looks like a horse?
Yeah, but I mean, the dogs freaked Chris out.
Are you not a horse guy? Who's the guy with the Chiefs that wasn't the horse guy?
Eric Berry.
Yeah, remember that classic video?
He'd run away from
scared of horses. Are you scared
of
horses?
I'm real cool with humans. Yes, horses too. I actually got on a horse one time, and it's laughable. My wife has this picture of me, and I look like just like a scared kid. Yeah, I'm good, man. I like humans.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
I don't like a lot of humans.
Yeah. Right. There's certain humans you like and certain ones you don't like, but I don't do dogs and horses.
Very small percentage of humans that I like.
I gotta
By the way, can I stay on the air until 9 o'clock and get those Guns N' Roses tickets?
Hey.
You want the GNR?
Why not?
We'll get in trouble. Yeah. It's a long story.
We'll get fired if we finagle it that way.
But you
know. Make sure next time I see you guys, I'll tell you the Metallica story. You guys will get a really good kick out of
that.
I
need to hear this.
Yeah, that'd be
definitely,
funny.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Go to Mathis.
Go Stags, right.
Yep, go Stags.
Definitely can't imagine many brothers at a Metallica concert in Indiana.
Probably not, yeah. He was probably right that he was the lone brother at Market Square.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets to see Guns N' Roses. Plus, we'll get to the second half of the entertainment page right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.